Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Hungry people have benefited for nearly two decades from a voluntary program where hunters donate a deer to be processed for use by local food pantries. The DNR established the Deer Donation Program in the year 2000. Wildlife biologist Noah Blagojevich helps coordinate the program. He explains how it works.
All hunters need to do is drop off a deer at one of our participating meat processors, sign their name on a sheet, and that's it. That meat will be processed free of charge and donated to local food pantries throughout the state.
More than 90,000 deer have been donated, and more than 3.6 million pounds of venison have been processed and distributed to food pantries across the state. Blagojevich says the amount of venison donated has been falling because in 2000, when the program started, more deer were being harvested. Last year, 1,250 deer were donated, and he hopes that number will increase this deer season. Deer harvested in 18 CWD-affected counties must be sampled for CWD prior to or at the time of donation. The processed venison will be held until results are known. But Blagojevich says even though CWD has been identified in Oneida, Vilas, and Forest counties, the stricter restrictions are not in effect.
Even though it's considered a CWD-affected county, because we haven't had any wild deer test positive, that's not a requirement from the Department of Health Services at this time. And so any deer harvested in Vilas, Oneida, or Forest counties can go straight to a food processor for donation.
Blagojevich says they accept cash donations to help pay for the processing. More information about the DNR's deer donation program, CWD sampling requirements, and more on how you can help, visit dnr.wi.gov and search keywords deer donation. Economists often say when unemployment hits 4%, the nation is at statistical full employment. After the release of the September jobless numbers, only 7 of Wisconsin's 72 counties are above full employment. Ken Kroll has more.
State labor economist Mitchell Rupp in Wausau looks at the Northwoods numbers.
Forest is at 4.5, Landglade is at 3.6, Lincoln is at 3.1, Oneida is at 3.0, Vilas is at 3.4.
Price County is at 3.4%, and Iron has the state's second highest rate at 5.1. All the Northwoods counties found this September's rates about half to one full percentage point lower than last year. Rupp also says the state has debuted a new website called Wisconomy, which shows economic and labor market information.
A place where you can get all sorts of economic data for the state of Wisconsin. You can now view the site on your mobile phone. You can download and share data in multiple different types of formats. And they also have data visualization. So you can pull up data and make graphs and charts right there on the fly.
If you Google Wisconomy, the site pops up. It is through the Job Center of Wisconsin site. A link is at WXPR.org. The state's overall unemployment level is 3%, with four southern Wisconsin counties at a low 2.3%. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The next Science on Tap at the Minocqua Brewing Company Wednesday evening looks at birds and the Northwoods, impacts of human activity. The presenters are two retired UW-Stevens Point researchers and leaders who have done extensive work on the topic here, Dr. Eric Anderson and Dr. Alan Haney. Haney says at the current rate of change, many bird populations will be gone within a half century.
It is believed that at least half of the birds in North America, those that nest and spend at least part of their time here, many of them, of course, move back and forth between North America and South America during migration. But about half of those species are in jeopardy within this century.
Dr. Haney says loss of habitat is a key factor, along with climate change.
And much of that is related to the rapid change that we are seeing in climate as a result of increased greenhouse gases. That's altering habitat, it's altering phenological things such as when insects emerge, when flowers bloom, et cetera, all that influences or affects the birds in one way or the other.
Science on Tap happens at the Minocqua Brewing Company in downtown Minocqua at 6:30 Wednesday, November 1st. We have a longer interview with Dr. Haney at WXPR.org. The state senator, whose district includes Lincoln Hills, praises a federal judge for revisiting his July order that reduced tight discipline at the state's embattled juvenile institution. Republican Tom Tiffany thinks Judge James Peterson needs to reverse his order. The inmates believe they're in control of the staff, and Peterson needs to reverse his order so discipline can be restored. Last week, Juvenile Corrections Administrator John Paquin was named to fill the vacant superintendent's post at Lincoln Hills on an interim basis. Seven staffers have come forward in the last 2 weeks to say they've been attacked by Lincoln Hills inmates. Our forecast for tonight includes a winter weather advisory in the Upper Peninsula for snow in the Lake Superior snow belt, 3 to 5 inches in the western Upper Peninsula with up to 8 inches in some locations, 1 to 3 inches of snow expected in Vilas County. Skies will be cloudy with a low around 26. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high near 33. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and a low around 20. Northwoods Cafe is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.